So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
You ever get your significant other's phone for whatever reason and look at something on there? Probably. It's not a big deal for me. I don't like Kayla can have my phone whenever she wants. And I feel like she'd give me hers whenever I wanted, but I don't have a desire to go back and look for anything.
No,
but some people, no. There may be an instance where you go, all right, well, we've been together a while. I would love to go back and look at the text messages we sent each other when we first started dating. That might be fun.
Okay.
To kind of relive those flirty, getting to know each other moments and remember how that felt.
Yeah.
I could see doing that.
Yeah. Texts from when you were trying.
Yeah. I can go back and look at not the text because, I mean, Annette and I have known each other 9 years now. My phone won't go back that far. But when we first started talking, like the day after we met, we were talking on Facebook Messenger because we became Facebook friends.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only time we ever talked on Facebook Messenger. Okay. So if I go to Facebook Messenger right now and click on her name, it'll pull up the text. It'll pull up our messages from the day after we met, mm-hmm. which is really cool to go
that's
back
pretty
and
cool.
look at. Yeah.
That's really cool. Well, this woman in New Jersey, I don't know why she chose to look back at some times from the past on her husband's phone, mm-hmm. but this will make you cringe if you have things on your phone that could be a problem. A wife in New Jersey has been left devastated after finding old messages on her husband's phone from when they first met. Jane Lewis is 40, lives in New Jersey, checked her husband's phone with his permission last month. Now, it doesn't say why, but she ended up back at the beginning of their relationship, and she saw texts from him to his friend, bragging to his friend about, quote, an ugly chick who wants me so bad.
Oh,
that
okay.
Clearly.
So she wasn't just looking at their old texts. He was looking at his old texts.
Yeah.
Big difference to like, oh, I'd like to see the beginning of our text exchanges to I'm going to go through all your texts.
It's a bit of a roll of the dice on her part.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Well, yeah.
Because you might see him saying, oh, my God, I think she's so amazing. She's so great. She might be the one. You know, I don't want to settle down, Richie. But you get the risk of that. I'm not blaming her, but that's what happened. He then went on to, he told his friend, he was 35 at the time, I haven't even bleeped her yet, and she'd do anything for me. This is amazing. He sent the vile text messages 6 years ago. They got married in 2021, but she only found him last month. The husband described how he'd met, quote, an ugly chick at the grocery store where she worked at the time. That's hard to overcome. He told his friend eventually that he moved in with her, but he didn't find her attractive, like all the hot girls he sees all the time. Okay, it's actually getting worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean...
So when you moved in, you were still saying, I don't find her attractive?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
This makes me uncomfortable, and it doesn't involve me.
Yeah, that's right. That's going to be tough to overcome.
How does he save it?
She immediately confronted her husband, who was mortified and made the excuse that he was trying to make himself feel better at the time. Kelly, does that help?
No.
It's actually the more offensive.
You make yourself feel better is by bashing the people that you supposedly love to other people that you are friends with. Like, that's not a good coping mechanism. No,
giant red flag.
No, I mean, yeah. It'd be weird anyway, but like, you know, it'd be one thing if he was like, I was trying to make John feel better.
Yeah.
Because he couldn't get any dates. And he would always get bummed out of that I was dating women, so I would just tell him, like, oh, it's not great, or they're, you know.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. It's still, it still would be dumb, but better than what his excuse
would
was.
Would that fly the other way around if, if you found, I mean, if you were the guy and the girl said, well, you know, so-and-so, she's lonely. Just her sweaters and her cats. Ugh. I was trying to make, No,
it would not make me feel good at all if I found out old text messages that, like, he's knobble-kneed and ugly and I hate his face.
I think
I love you now, baby.
I moved in with her, but I still don't find her attractive. One thing to say, because there are people listening, I bet, who've been married for years or together for years, where one person can legitimately say, yeah, at first I didn't find them attractive at all.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Certainly.
And that can be hurtful. But they don't say, yeah, like after we moved in together and we were already an item for a while, I still thought she was ugly. That's way worse.
Yeah, it's just mean.
Well, and usually it's really more mean of a personality thing. I mean, usually somebody like physically is either attractive to you or they're not.
Yeah.
I mean, really, it's like you go, oh, well, I didn't like them at first. I thought she was a B-bag at first, or I thought he was a jerk or whatever. And then I came to love him. But usually if it's she's ugly, oh, well, that's just... Then you think she's ugly.
Yeah. I mean, you can change your hair or do your makeup differently or whatever, but...
Yeah, because you could easily go, oh, she's got a great personality, but, you know, I mean, she's not totally my type, but, but her personality is pretty cool. She's kind of boring, but really pretty. But, yeah, I mean, physical attributes are... That's what they are.
That's it.
You.
Yeah, they're not changing.
Yeah. You can adjust.
She says her confidence is absolutely shattered, and if she had found them earlier, she would have left them. I think they have children together.
Yeah.
Somebody said he might as well have responded, quiet down, Shrek. I'm as good as you get. Because what he did say was not any better. She said, I went through the messages to see who he was talking to. Him and his friend don't text that often, so I didn't have to scroll back more than 10 messages. I got to the one where we first got together, and he said he was using me for my money and that I was ugly and that he didn't plan to have sex with me. But it doesn't get any better.
Oh, that's even worse.
The deep cuts are worse.
That's even worse.
Pretty bad. It was shocking, and I'm devastated. He was upset, and he apologized. Said he felt bad about himself, and he wanted to make himself feel better.
What makes you feel good about punching down on your partner and making them look bad to other people?
Yeah.
I'll never understand that.
But there are plenty of people that it does, apparently.
Right.
I don't know why either. It doesn't make sense.
You're right, Malin.
One thing to vent... And say, like, oh, man, they've been doing this lately. I need advice. Or, like, yeah, you know, they're really ugly when they eat pickles or something like that. Like, that's different than they're so ugly. I'm just using them for their money. Like, that's... Mm-hmm.
You're an awful person.
Ugh.
Yeah.
That's the only outcome. You are, like, the person has to be a liar.
If I went through Ross's phone and found something like that, like, right now... I would be too insecure the rest of the relationship. I wouldn't.
No, I didn't.
It wouldn't make me. Even if he said, "Oh, I changed my mind," right? But in the beginning, you thought it was funny to text one of your friends, or you thought it was appropriate to text one of your friends, like, "Oh yeah, this Kelly girl, she's so ugly." Or even if you wanted to make it out to whatever, I would be so hurt by that. Again, like you said, Maitland, had we just gotten into an argument and he'd said something like, "I hate arguing with Kelly. She's so stubborn." And if he'd said it in a meaner way, at least I would understand there was some sort of emotion behind it that provoked that, where he might say, this is why I don't want to be in a relationship, or this is why I said I'd never get married again. It might hurt my feelings, but his reaction is probably justified based on an argument. Mm-hmm. If it's just some guy asking, hey, did you go out on that date with that girl you said you met? Oh, you mean that ugly chick from the grocery store? Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I'd have been like, no.
I couldn't stay now.
No.
I'm not saying I am. No. She's not asking us, but man, this text, why is it weird and bad that he was willing to date someone he wasn't attracted to? He married her. He liked her for her personality. Isn't that what everyone says they want? A best friend? Women use men for their money all the time. None of you would say any of this.
I would.
Yeah,
I absolutely would. If I saw a text and it said he's ugly, I'm just with him for his money.
Well, I don't know why you'd think we would think that
would
be okay.
Why would you think that? Yeah, nobody thinks that. You just think people think that because you've watched too many dumb movies or something.
And you're probably a mean person.
Yeah.
And how do you come back from that? I know he's apologized.
I don't know.
Like, what? Oh, I don't. I mean, every time they're talking to a friend after an argument, I'd be terrified because what you say about me when you're not mad at me is that bad. What do you say about me when you are mad?
Well, then I would immediately think this guy's been screwing around.
Yeah.
Like he thinks I'm ugly.
Yeah.
Or maybe
I mean, I'd be really insecure about everything.
Yes, exactly. I'd wonder like, okay, do you feel like you settled because I was the best you could get? Because I don't want to be with somebody that feels like they settled either. Because
no,
and I wouldn't want to be with someone who I thought settled for me.
No.
P.S. Kayla, don't tell me.
yeah, Ross, please just keep your mouth shut.
Dan at Albany writes, imagine reading that. And the second thing you think after thinking, I can't believe he said this is I don't even have that much money. I'm not even rich.
He's a real loser. What if it was like kind of like both sides of the coin where it was like, man. Yeah, he's kind of ugly, but his dong is scrumptious. yeah, there you go. Oh, man, I don't know how to take this now.
Well, I'd like to
say. That's really good, but really bad at the same time.
I mean,
scrumptious is a good descriptor, though.
Yeah, I know.
But that's like the.
Makes it sound little and like an after dinner mint, though.
I do like after dinner mints, though.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, scrumptious.
But at least you like insult one part of the body, but compliment the other. That's balance. Yeah, but if you insult the body and then compliment the finances, which aren't even real.
Yeah.
It's
out
just
of bounds.
Double whammy there. He could have been like, you know, she's got a butter face, but man, her rack, perfect. Then maybe it hurts a little less, but it still hurts.
Like, there's no recovery from this, right? Even if they stay together, it's doomed.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. It's going to be real tough to bounce back from
making
that.
Making bad decisions all the way around.
Maitland, if this was your friend, what do you tell her?
Leave.
Right? It's not even close.
Like, yeah. It'll work. Maybe you could do this. Try this. Like, it's not worth it. He's not worth it.
Yeah, I'll be over Saturday to help you pack your things.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
No, I mean, and he's a total underachiever, too. I mean, his way to get ahead is to date somebody who's working at a grocery store for their money.
That's an excellent point.
I mean, you know, she's ugly and she doesn't have that much money, but more than me. Like, at least aim higher on one of those things.
Mm.
This guy is just he's a bad decision maker all the way around.
Mm. I bet you there's some people right now gripping their phone, going back, deleting text messages.
Probably.
You know, like, well, I don't feel that way. And it's a little bit dangerous.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for me, honestly, I would be in any situation I was in, I think, any relationship. It's one thing if somebody wants to see something like immediate, like reaction to something or like, I don't know. I mean, I would hope there would never be a level of distrust where somebody would go, I need to see your recent text messages.
Mm-hmm.
But if they were like, I want to go through your phone and look at your past text messages and your histories, I'd be like, I don't think so. No, you're not going to do that. I'm not going to do that to you either. I don't want to know things you were texting about. I don't want things to come up that shouldn't be coming up because they're not an issue now, but I see like texts you had with an ex-boyfriend or something. And now this is a thing. Nope.
But if that was before your relationship, it makes sense. Like that was before I met you or we were still in talking stages. But if your significant other called you ugly in the beginning of your relationship, mm-hmm. you wouldn't want to know that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I would, but also I kind of wouldn't.
Yeah.
I want to judge it on the relationship I have now, but also
in present day. I understand.
If a relationship is before, it still brings things up that somebody's going to go, hey, what's this about? It looks mm-hmm. like you were doing fun things with that girl mm-hmm. or whatever. And you go, well, I was in relationships before you. I know, but now I know. Mm-hmm. Like, nope, we're not going through each other's phones. That's not a thing.
Text from Lansing. She had to know. Good looking people never work at grocery stores.
I worked at a grocery store.
So did I.
I'm not attractive.
There wasn't anyone asking me out because they thought I was good looking. Who's that Zitzo with a mullet? See, single? Of course
Zitzo.
He is.
Oh. Imagine if you found out that your nickname, like everyone called you Zitzo.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think it'd be okay now, but back then, I'd have had to dial a hotline. That would have been bad.
So I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Good news. Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.